Angie, why only critics of Common Core being fact-checked here?
Well, the reporters at PolitiFact Florida and the education reporters at the Tampa Bay Times teamed up, and the most inaccurate things we heard were coming from the opponents of Common Core. So we wanted to fact check the things that we knew were distorting the facts, and this is how it happened to turn out.
Angie, the attacks on Common Core during these hearings ranged from the kind of silly, calling the standards communist core, to the serious, that teachers haven't been involved at all in creating these standards. Let's start there. In public comments, Common Core critics said that teachers haven't been involved in developing the Common Core standards at all. What's PolitiFact's ruling on that?
We rated that one false. We talked to a couple of teachers who were involved with developing the standards. And there are public records that show Florida teachers were asked for their comments on the standards in the very early part of the process back in 2009. So teachers have been involved.
In Tampa last week, Tea Party activist Tim Curtis said that Common Core means there are over 300 data elements the government is going to be collecting about our children and about you. Angie, PolitiFact's ruling on this.
We rated this one mostly false. Now, this one is kind of interesting because what we found is that the government is already collecting data elements on you and your children. What happens is that school districts at the local level collect a lot of information about students, their grades, their names, their race, what school buses they go on. And that's information that local officials use to make decisions. Now, some of the data they send to the federal government, but the data is stripped of personally identifiable information. That personally identifiable information is not sent to the federal government. There's actually a law that says they can't create a database that has all the students' personal information in it. So this one got a mostly false.
And finally, Angie, there was this charge from the Florida Stop Common Core Coalition about why Common Core was created in the first place. The goal of Common Core is to instill federally determined attitudes and mindsets in students, including political and religious beliefs. Angie, what was PolitiFact's ruling?
We rated this one pants on fire. Now, the federal government was not involved in creating Common Core. This is something that came about because of discussions between state education officials and private nonprofit foundations that wanted to see the national education system improved. So the federal government has had an indirect role at best in the Common Core. And again, the Common Core are standards that all students are supposed to meet. Then how do you get to those standards? The local school officials still make the decisions about what books to read, about what the daily lesson plan should be like. So this statement is wrong on several levels. And when we asked for evidence, we were really not pointed to anything. So overall, we rated it pants on fire.
Angie Holan, editor of PolitiFact, thanks for schooling us today on the Common Core criticisms.
Thank you.